I can't think of any other scholarship where a qualification is that you've been accused of a crime. My name is Steve Burton, and I'm one of the owners at Intermountain Legal.
Burton said Intermountain Legal started the scholarship to help the new victims the justice system might create, the actual perpetrators of the crime.
Those who have been accused, arrested for, convicted of, or charged with a crime, or their close family members.
Burton said the criminals and their close family members can be turned into victims themselves through the justice system.
Just seeing how the imperfections of the system can actually create more victims when the purpose of the system is to try to actually do justice and try to help victims, sometimes it does the opposite.
While Burton sees the scholarship as helping these new victims, others see it as potentially damaging to the original victims of the crimes.
My name is Alex Merritt, and I am a victim advocate with Utah Crime Victims Legal Clinic. I feel like it almost is a slap in the face to victims, where this defendant who has been found guilty, who has had consequences for his actions, can go play a poor me card and get money for what they did.
Burton said the scholarship recipient will be chosen based on whose essay provides the best ideas to improve the system, not who's been wronged by the system most severely.
Our goal is to try to find ideas to improve the justice system.
This is something Merritt said she can agree with.
In the sense of the idea of possibly helping someone get back on their feet who was a criminal, I think the idea and concept is positive.
However, the thought of rewarding perpetrators of crime with a scholarship, Merritt said, can be damaging to the victims of those crimes.
I believe most victims would not want to support this scholarship. To say that your perpetrator is going to get financial benefits in school because they hurt you, it's going to be devastating to a victim.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.